Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, May 24th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 3. That's the number of quarters in a row that Zoom posted revenue growth of at least 360%. That was back in 2020 and early 2021. The company was rapidly winning customers, and its stock market value was larger than that of the world's 7 biggest airlines combined. Zoom's growth has slowed rapidly since then, as businesses continue to bring workers back to the office. On Monday, the company reported earnings, and its revenue came in at $1.07 billion. That's 12% higher than a year earlier, and much higher than expected. The number of enterprise customers was up 24% versus a year ago. Zoom shares had tumbled 84% from a peak in October of 2020, but were up 20% during aftermarket trading on Monday. The next number up is 3. Semiconductor company Broadcom's software business could roughly triple in size. The company is in talks to buy cloud computing software provider VMware, that's according to the Wall Street Journal. It's not Broadcom's first foray into enterprise software. In 2018, the company paid $18.9 billion in cash to acquire CA Technologies. A year later, the company paid $10.7 billion for Symantec's software security unit. If Broadcom's bid for VMware is successful, the deal could be worth more than $50 billion, according to the Financial Times. On Monday, shares of VMware were up nearly 25% on the news, and shares of Broadcom were down over 3%. Our last number is $3 trillion. That's the value of JPMorgan Chase's assets under management. On Monday, the bank reported upbeat earnings at its investor day, and the news helped lift bank stocks. In its update, JP Morgan raised its net interest income forecast. That's the difference the bank pockets between the rates at which it borrows and lends money. That bump was good news for JP Morgan's peers. Bank of America, perhaps the most rate-sensitive of the banks, saw its shares rise 6% on Monday. JP Morgan also painted an upbeat picture of the economy. It reiterated the strength of its customer base, pointing to healthy balance sheets, and it said the U.S. economy remains fundamentally strong. JP Morgan's shares finished the day up over 6%. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, May 24th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.